Good morning. We're going to talk about managing your emotions this morning. This is a teaching that was taught by Joyce Myers. And just to recap what we've already gone through, I'm going to go over some of the things because we've had a little bit of a gap and coming back into it so you know what where we were at. Okay? This teaching really is meant to help you manage your emotions, not to help you get rid of them, because you can't get rid of your emotions. There's something that God gave to us, and they're there for a reason, so we need to have them. You know, everybody always deals with anger. Anger is just something that everyone has to learn to deal with. It's not going to go away. We all experience it one time or another. But what we have to remember is that God did tell us in the Bible that when we get angry, we're not supposed to sin. Okay? You can be angry and sin not. And Ephesians 4:26, it says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Now, you know, it teaches us that not that we're not going to get angry. It's not what it's saying. It's saying that when you do get angry, that you're supposed to handle it appropriately. You're supposed to manage those emotions so that you don't act like the rest of the world, but that you portray Christ when you're going through them. And this is what you want people to see. You know, anger is an emotion, and it's there for a reason, because it lets us know that something's wrong in our life that needs to change. Because when things are wrong and we can't tolerate them anymore, the first thing we do is get angry about them. And that anger is a signal to us and to others around us that something has to change. So the anger is there for a reason. It's a safeguard to us that lets us know that we've got to change something. And, you know, and I've watched that a lot this past month, really, with my older son, because he criticizes and complains to his friend all the time. And it's funny because everything that comes out of his mouth are things that he doesn't do himself, and he could be saying it to himself. And I just wonder, in the back of my mind, is it because he himself feels inadequate in these areas, so therefore he's projecting that onto his friend and telling his friend that he doesn't do these things. You know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of funny to hear, but you know, anger is something that affects all of us. And the way it's affecting him is he doesn't want to own up to the fact that he's the one that has to change. So he's trying to say it's his buddy that has the problem. Okay, but that can't happen, because if you do that, then you're unbalanced emotionally. And you have to get to a place to where you can control the way you feel. It does. Most anger comes from a childhood hurt or something that's happened to someone in their youth, and it just never gets healed or never gets taken care of. And so it's always there under the surface, causing you to feel that certain things are going to happen just because that's what happened in the past. You know, you get to a point where you expect things. And this is, you know, one of the things that brings on that anger and stuff is the fact that you have no control over it. Can't stop it from happening. You know, you can't make it go away. And when you're a child, you really have that helplessness, because you can't get away. You know, unless you go to somebody and tell someone else, and then there's always the fear that they're going to find out before you get help and get taken out of that situation. You know, so a lot of kids don't say because they don't want to get caught in the middle. And you know, and this is the thing. When you experience anger, it's not that you need to hide the anger. What you need to do is look behind the anger to see why you're angry. Because it's in doing that that you're going to recognize where the problem is, be able to fix it. If we ignore it, if we shove it back, or just say, well, I have a good cause to be angry, and don't really look at what's causing us to be angry, then we stay on balance because we're not taking control of that thing. And, you know, and a lot of times people don't take control because they're ashamed. You know, they're embarrassed to let people know these things have happened to them. They're embarrassed to let people know where they've come from. You know, that people might judge them or look at them differently because of it. And, you know, that fear will keep them from stepping forward and getting help. You have to understand that we're equipped with these feelings and emotions for a reason. They help us to feel compassion towards our brothers and sisters, to feel love for our children and our friends and family. If we didn't have emotions, we'd be pretty dry, boring, hard-nosed people, you know. There's some people out there that it don't matter what's happening around them, nothing affects them. I wouldn't want to be that way. You know, I watch commercials and cry. Okay? I'm an emotional person. I'm an emotionally based person. But I know how to control my emotions or manage them so that they don't control me. Because, believe me, there are some things that can really get my back up. And, you know, I had to learn to control those things because otherwise I had to sit around and tell a lot of people some things that were very embarrassing to explain myself. So, you know, we learn to do things as we grow and as we become more confident in ourselves and who we are and who Christ sees us as, because a lot of times that's the biggest part of our problem. As we see ourselves through our own eyes and through other people's eyes, we don't look at ourselves through God's eyes. And he sees us as a precious child. Yeah. That's true. If you can't get rid of the anger, it will mess up your love walk. It makes you very bitter inside. And it's hard to love when you're bitter inside. So, you know, any time that you hold on to anger and keep it in a safe place, then it tears down a lot. It causes a lot of damage and leaves a lot of wounded in its wake, because angry people cause harm, okay? Angry people will act out in ways that will cause harm to others and to themselves. So, you know, if we don't learn to manage how we feel, then we find ourselves reacting to situations and finding ourselves in places that we wish we weren't. You know, having to, you know, apologize for things that we said and we can't take back. The damage is done now. You know, I don't care how many times you say you're sorry, how many times you say you didn't mean it, it doesn't matter. Once the words escape these floodgates, yeah, we're done. And, you know, that's why we really need to learn to manage our emotions so that we can respond to things instead of reacting to things. Because when we react to things, we always hurt people. It's always based on how we feel emotionally at the moment. And we spit out all this garbage because however we're feeling, that's how we want them to feel. And we're just going to pile it on them. And then later on, after you feel bad about it, it's too late. You know, it really is. And everybody is guilty of doing that. So don't beat yourself up because you've done that to someone. Just make, you know, a little pact with yourself that you're going to try not to do that in the future to people. Because you will slip and fall. And you will say things to people that you should never have said. You know, and I hear them said around me all the time. You know, I hear these words, these things that tear down and stuff. And basically, it's hitting people's emotions. And you're causing emotional wakes, yeah, as you go through. And some of them are very damaging. And it will take a while for people to get over. You know, my older son, he spent years listening to my sister and my father tell him that he was just like his father. And he grew up in the church and served God and sang and did all kinds of stuff in the church, ushered and everything. And then one day he was about 20, 22, and he just said, you know, I'm done with this, walked out of the church and never came back. And he went out into the world and he lived like his father. He became his father. So, you know, and it, I don't care what anyone says. In the back of his mind, he thought, what's the use? I'm always going to screw it up. I'm always going to be just like my father. I might as well go out and be my father. And, you know, and this is what happens when we don't manage our emotions. The devil's going to use those emotions to lie to you and to make you go places that you don't have any business being. Okay? My son was not raised to live on the street, but yet he does. By choice. That's sad. And it's from emotional damage that he's there. It's because of emotional damage from women in his life that has drug him here and keeps him chained to those streets because he can't cut those emotional ties. You know, emotions are very damaging to us if we don't gain control over them. Remember, they belong to you. You don't belong to them. They belong to you. You control them. If you let them, they will run right over top of you and destroy you. And destroy everyone around you that you touch. Because you'll become filled with bitterness and anger. And everything that you do will be destructive. And these are your emotions. They weren't meant to destroy you, though. God gave them there so that you would have a good balance. We have to learn to manage our emotions so that we can have that balance. You know, anyone can give you a car, but you better learn how to drive it before you take it out on the road. You know what I'm saying? And this is what we have to do with our emotions. We have to learn how to maneuver these things so that they don't control us and we have control over them. If we want them to go to the right, they're going to go to the right. If we want them to go to the left, they're going to go to the left. If we want them to stop, they're going to stop. Why? Because we control our emotions. They don't control us. And that's where we need to get to be. Because otherwise, you're going to have a rough road ahead of you. Because your emotions will take you on a roller coaster ride most days. So, you know, we talked before about, you know, if you wake up in the morning and you feel depressed, you could sit around all day moping and just being all down and stuff and not doing anything, not being productive at all, doing anything that's really efficient at all. Why? Because of your emotions. And that's sad that your emotions just ruined and wasted a whole day of your life because you let them. You know, some mornings I get out of bed and I'm so sore and stiff, I'm like, oh, God. But I don't stop. I just keep right on in that upward and forward motion until I got my body whipped into going. And, you know, I drive to work 45 minutes one way. When I get to work and I first step out of my car, my ankles are saying no. By the time I get to the building, they're moving now. Okay? So, yeah, it's like I talk my body into doing what I need it to do. And we need to talk our emotions into pressing on, going through. It is. It's a matter of choice. Because you can choose to let it overtake you and just wallow in those emotions. Or you can say, I've had enough of this. I'm going to do something about this. This has got to go away and change. Because I ain't doing this no more. Okay? And that's where we really need to get to. You know, the Bible doesn't say that sin is dead. It says that we have to die out. You know what I mean? And what that's saying really is that we have to handle, manage our emotions. Because what leads us into sin? Our emotions. Ooh, doesn't that look good? I want some of that. That's your emotions talking, taking you down those paths that you don't need to be in. So we have to understand that anything that takes you into sin is led by emotions. So if you don't have control over your emotions, then what's going to happen is your emotions are going to drag you all over the place. And they're going to drag you down through the pig's troughs and out across fields and down through ditches and down alleyways and all kinds of places you should not be because of our emotions. So, you know, managing your emotions is something that we really need to learn to do. Yeah, offense is probably a big thing that hurts people in the emotional department. You know, I always said that if shoe fits, wear it. If it doesn't fit, just walk on. You know, you have to be a Delaware mud duck. When it hits you, let it roll right off your back, just like the rain does, you know. Yeah, don't let it stick. Let it keep right on going off of you until you're clear of it. You know, because really, emotions, if you let it, will just suck you right down to where you can't function. So you really have to understand that you have control of your emotions. My brother hit me. I can be angry and hit him back, or I could say, that wasn't nice. Why did you hit me? I can choose that. You know, maybe there's a reason. Maybe he's angry, and I need to find out why he's angry. Maybe I took the last piece of candy, and he was planning on eating that after dinner, okay? I don't know, but maybe I need to ask instead of responding to him with anger. Because, after all, he hit me, you know, and it's justifiable, isn't it? An eye for an eye. That's what we like to say, but it isn't. God says turn the other cheek. And that means don't get angry when people do offensive things to you. Don't get angry when someone wrongs you in your mind, because you also have to understand that you have perceptions. And perceptions are controlled by your emotions. And that emotional damage package that you've been carrying around with you since childhood has everything to do with the way you see things, the way you perceive things. If you were always lied to, then everyone you run into and encounter, you're going to believe that they're lying to you. Because that's an emotional package that you've carried with you all your life. It has affected you and your perception to everything that you see and do and hear. So we have to understand that offenses, when you're offended, you need to not be. Instead of blowing up, how dare they, what right do they have, we need to just stop and say, hey, wait a minute. Let me take a look at this. Does the shoe fit? I ain't going to wear it, okay? They can have their perception. I used to tell my husband all the time, just because you say it doesn't make it so. You know? I don't care how many times he would tell me something. I would tell him, I don't care what your perception of this thing is. It's not making it so in my world. Because I'm my own person, and this is my little world around me. And I get to control it, and I get to control my emotions. I may not always like what goes on in my little world, but I get to choose how I'm going to handle it. I can get upset about it, have a tantrum over it. I can scream and yell and carry on and get mad at the whole world about it. But is that going to help me any? Not at all. I can choose another route. Say, hey, okay, it's rough right here for the moment, but let me plow on through this and keep on going and leave it behind me. And you know, too many times people want to sit down in the middle of it because it's just too hard to handle their emotions. It's just too hard to rein themselves back in and say, you don't have a right to feel this way. You don't have a right to throw those bitter, angry words at that person. It's hard when you're angry to tell yourself you don't have a right to be angry. Okay? It's hard when you want to hit out at somebody to say, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Okay? It just don't work that way, guys. You know why? Because your emotions are in between you and what you need to do. So you need to manage those emotions and say, wait a minute, before I get myself into the deep water, let me test it a little bit and find out exactly what's going on here and handle it. Manage it. Don't get swept away with it, but manage it. You know, it's the difference between fighting that wave and going with that wave. You know, it'll carry you a long ways if you ride the wave out. But if you fight against the wave, you're going to go under, okay? Because the wave's going to take you down. And your emotions will take you down. So, you know, we need to be well-balanced. The Bible teaches us that. It tells us that we need to be well-balanced. And that means that we need to balance our emotions. We need to know when it's okay to say, I'm angry and it's all right for me to sit down and have a good cry right now because that's where I'm at. But we also need to know well enough to know that I need to get away from other people right now until I can get myself to where I need to be. Because if I don't, it ain't going to be pretty. And you know, don't you love it? Have you ever had someone offend you? And you get upset and you're visibly upset and people know you're upset. And you try to escape and get away by yourself to collect yourself and get back to the way you need to be. And there's always one that won't let you. And it's usually the person that offended you. And they want to tag right along on your heels and, oh, are you all right? Are you all right? I know, isn't it terrible? I can't believe that they said that. And you're going, would you just shut up? It was you. It wasn't them. Get away from me. You know, and we need to understand that sometimes we do need space so we can reel our emotions back in and get control of them things. So, you know, if anyone tells you that they need a moment, give them the moment. Otherwise, you are responsible for what you receive, okay? Because it may not be pretty if you're pushy about things. You know, I'm the type of person, I see someone hurt and I want to help them, okay? But there is a point where you're not helping. It's pushing them further down where they're at than bringing them out of that situation. And you need to just set back a little bit and give them time to collect themselves and calm themselves down and then approach them. And usually by then they can, okay, and talk about what actually took place so you can understand what happened without being upset about it. But too many times we want to push the issue. Gotta tell me now. You know, because we're just that kind of people. You know, we gotta know it all. Oh, come on. You can tell me. If you can't tell me, who can you tell? Well, sometimes we may not want to know what they want to tell. So we need to know that our emotions are just that. And, you know, just like it's my emotions that make me want to pry and get into the middle of the mix and say, oh, honey, it ain't that bad. Here, let me set it out nice and pretty for you so you can see it the way I see it. And it's not that bad when you see it the way I see it. You know, you can't always do that because you got to understand it's just not what I'm feeling and what I'm experiencing emotionally, but they have emotions too. And I could be offensive to them in my quest to help them out. So, you know, we have to use wisdom in all things and ask God what he would like us to do in this situation instead of pushing ourselves on people because we emotionally are involved. Sometimes we become emotionally involved and that person just needs to be alone with God. Not with you, with God. We all like to think we're important, though, and think that we can fix that person up right then and there. You know, sometimes that's the wrong way to go. So when you are emotionally involved in a situation and you think that you got to help, ask God. God may tell you to sit down and shut up. Okay? Because you may not be helping at all. And sometimes he may be telling you to keep your wallet in your pants pocket and not to hand out money even though you just want to give them something. After all, they're on the street. They have no food. You know, it's raining outside, for goodness sake. I need to pay for this hotel room for them. No, you don't. Not unless you ask God first. Because what you're doing is you're operating on your emotional self, and you're doing it because of what your emotions tell you you need to be doing. You know, sometimes when we ask God, he's going to tell us, leave them be. I have them there. We're not going to like that answer, so we're going to whip out our wallet anyhow, and we're going to go ahead and give them that money. That's not right either. Because you got to understand that sometimes God takes people to places that he needs them at in order to get them to turn around. And if we keep buying them out and helping them out of their problems, then when are they ever going to stand on their own 2 feet? And God may be trying to get them to do just that, and you keep interfering and you keep doing and doing, and you're hurting the process. And it's going to take them so much longer to get straightened out. Because of your emotions. So emotions are a big part of our life. They're a big part of everything that we do. Most people are emotional people, but not everyone. There's actually 3 different types of people out there as far as emotions go. And I know that I am one of those who are highly emotional. When I was young, they used to tell me I could be a drama queen, okay? Because everything was just, oh, God, it was so terrible. You know, it was just like that. I mean, yeah, I really played it up, okay? That was just the way I was. And then I had to learn how to manage my emotions. And I wanted to work with people, and I was going to school and stuff to have a job where I worked with people. And so I knew I had to be a certain type of person in order to help people. Because after all, if I'm a mess and I'm about things, how can I help anyone else? I have to at least appear to be calm and in control in order to make someone else feel calm and like I can help. So, you know, emotions was a big part of my growing experience in my life. Some people don't go through that because they take jobs like construction or something where all they do is bang nails or something all day, and it has no emotional ties into it. But when you're personally getting involved with people's lives and the mess that they're going through, then you need to have some kind of emotional control to keep yourself within boundaries so that you don't get yourself in a lot of trouble. So, you know, it's what we do, though. It's what we need to do is to try and manage our emotions so that they are not destructive to other people. You know, it's so easy to forget that other people have feelings, too, when we just have to get something off our chest. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes people vent, they feel better afterwards. You don't have to worry about it. Everything's taken care of. Other times it goes further than that. You have to work with it a little more. You know, so you have to be careful. We serve a God who's pleased with whatever effort we put out. But as believers in Christ, you know, we need to be constantly moving in his direction. We need to constantly become more and more like him, so that when people interact with us, they feel his presence. They see someone that is caring, loving, giving, merciful, full of grace, whatever it is that they need to see from God, that they see it in you because of the way that you handle yourself. But if you're an emotional wreck, you can never do that. Okay, so there's nothing wrong with your emotions. You just need to learn how to keep them under control. You just need to know when to allow them to run freely, like when you're alone privately in your bedroom and you just need to vent and cry and scream a little bit and stuff and no one's around to hear you. That's fine. You want to run that jag? Sometimes we need to. Sometimes we need to just get out all those pent-up feelings. So, you know, that's good, but you need to be careful that you're not led by those feelings into a place where you cause other people harm. Because like I say, most anger comes from people being hurt by other people. Yeah, it's not because I hurt myself. It's because other people hurt me. That's why I'm angry. It's because other people abuse me. That's why I'm angry. It's because other people don't care how I feel. That's why I'm angry. You know what I'm saying? It's not because I did something. It's because of what others have done to me. Now, we get mad at ourselves sometimes because we do dumb things, but it's not the same. And most of the time, we aren't as emotionally involved in it when we're to blame. Because we're trying to make excuses for why it was okay that we did it to start with. Okay, but we have a tendency to forget that grace and that mercy when it's our brother or sister that's done it to us. And see, these are the things that we really need to look at when we're working with people, when we're interacting with others. You know, sometimes we do things not thinking, and we can't stop that. But if we are aware of our emotions and where they're running, I know when I'm really stressed out and I know when I'm going to, you know, it won't take much more to snap. And, you know, I tell them, you know, look, I've had enough. I need time. I just need time. Because right now, I don't think I could handle one more scream, one more struggle, one more anything. I just need time so I can regroup. So I can get myself pulled back together. Because right now I feel like frayed raggedy doll hanging out on the clothesline, being blown about by the wind. And I don't know which way to turn, so I just need time. And we all get that way regardless of how well you learn to manage your emotions. We all get to a point, and I firmly believe that, so that you fall on your knees before God and cry out to him. Because if you could do it all completely by yourself, you would think you were God and you didn't need. So it keeps us humble to reach those points where we're in water deeper than we can go, you know. It's like he gave us the stars are just out of our reach. He's taking me to water, but it's a little too deep. You know, it's like the song says. And, you know, and that's what keeps us feeling like We need Him. We have to turn to Him. If we could swim all those waters and we could reach out and touch all those stars, He wouldn't be much use to us. So, you know, once again, it has to do with emotions. The emotion of pride. Being puffed up with pride and too full of yourself. And that's a bad thing. So once again, you have to learn how to manage those emotions. How to keep them bottled in. How to keep them capped off so that we don't let those things overrun us and destroy us. So we're out of time for today, but that's a little refresher of what we've been through so far. And next week we'll pick up and continue on. And I hope that through the teachings and stuff that you guys are able to grasp at some of the things that you're falling short in your own lives and be able to repair some of those places that you've had problems with. Because, you know, not everybody stops to think about, hey, it's my emotions messing me up today. Okay? And sometimes it isn't everybody else. It's you and your emotions that's making you have a bad day. And we need to recognize that. We need to be able to balance that out and control it to some degree so it's manageable for us. Amen. Sister Shirley, would you like to close us in prayer?